The fact that Ettore hadn't immediately located Dandolo's tomb suggested to Langdon that the tomb was probably nowhere near St. Mark's or the Doge's palace. So where is it? Langdon glanced over at Sienna, who was now standing on a pew that she had moved under one of the light wells. She unlatched the window, swung it open, and held Ferris's phone out into the open air of the shaft itself. The outdoor sounds of St. Mark's Square filtered down from above, and Langdon suddenly wondered if maybe there was some way out of here after all. There was a line of folding chairs behind the pews, and Langdon sensed that he might be able to hoist one up into the light well. Maybe the upper grates unlatch from inside as well? Langdon hurried through the darkness toward Sienna. He had taken only a few steps when a powerful blow to his forehead knocked him backward. Crumpling to his knees, he thought for an instant that he had been attacked. He had not, he quickly realized, cursing himself for not anticipating that his 6-foot frame far exceeded the height of vaults built for the average human height of more than 1,000 years ago. As he knelt there on the hard stone and let the stars clear, he found himself gazing at an inscription on the floor. Sanctus Marcus. He stared at it a long moment. It was not St. Mark's name in the inscription that struck him, but rather the language in which it was written. Latin. After his day-long immersion in modern Italian, Langdon found himself vaguely disoriented to see St. Mark's name written in Latin. A quick reminder that the dead language was the lingua franca of the Roman Empire at the time of St. Mark's death. Then a second thought hit Langdon. During the early 13th century, the time of Enrico Dandolo and the Fourth Crusade, the language of power was still very much Latin. A Venetian doge, who had brought great glory to the Roman Empire by recapturing Constantinople, would never have been buried under the name of Enrico Dandolo. Instead, his Latin name would have been used, Henricus Dandolo. And with that, a long-forgotten image struck him like a jolt of electricity. Although the revelation had come while he was kneeling in a chapel, he knew it was not divinely inspired. More likely, it was nothing more than a visual cue that sparked his mind to make a sudden connection. The image that leaped suddenly from the depths of Langdon's memory was that of Dandolo's Latin name, engraved in a worn marble slab embedded in an ornate tile floor. Henricus Dandolo. Langdon could barely breathe as he pictured the Doge's simple tomb marker. I've been there. Precisely as the poem had promised, Enrico Dandolo was indeed buried in a gilded museum, a mosaic of holy wisdom. But it was not St. Mark's Basilica. As the truth settled in, Langdon clambered slowly to his feet.
I can't get a signal, Sienna said, climbing down from the light well and coming toward him.
You don't need one, Langdon managed. The gilded mosaic of holy wisdom. He took a deep breath. I made a mistake. Sienna went pale.
Don't tell me we're in the wrong museum.
Sienna, Langdon whispered, feeling ill. We're in the wrong country.